الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The surah after Surah Nisa, in which one lesson was given, that one of those things that prevent a person from finding the right path, or which pushes a person off the right path, is that those that are under him, those that are weaker than him, he oppresses them, and he forgets above him is someone stronger. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu once was hitting a slave. He heard a voice saying behind him, that remember that whatever power you have been given over the slave, Almighty Allah has more power over you. What it meant is how you treat, you will be treated. He turned around, he said, it was the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He shivered and he said, oh Allah's Nabi, I free him for the sake of Allah. May Allah tabarakala protect every one of us, that in some way or the other, perhaps sometimes we don't even realize, but we do oppress. Everyone oppresses some way or the other. We continue asking Allah for forgiveness, and we continue checking our lives, that oppression must come out totally. In the next surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ma'idah means like a dastarkhan, a tablecloth laden with food. When people hear of this surah, they think of food immediately. Some people said, when they were asked, what's your favorite surah in the Quran? They said, Surah Ma'idah, because food. That what's your favorite dua in Quran? He said, this dua that comes in the surah, رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah sent from us a dastarkhan from the heavens, only food. This surah comes to show that don't desire too much of food. It doesn't come to show get more and more. The message that the name of the surah and the ruku that got to do what the ma'idah gives is that this world is very beautiful. But everything in this world that is beautiful is not a gift. Everything in this world that is beautiful is not a gift. In Jannah, whatever man gets is to enjoy. In this world, whatever is put in front, as long as it's halal, it's to taste, but not to gather. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this was not revealed to me, that I should gather wealth. What's the difference between gathering and tasting? Comes in another narration that person who gives sadaqah, see, wealth has been given in this world, and who doesn't love wealth? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned, for the one who takes it from halal and he spends it in halal, what a great aid it will be for him. But the one who takes it and he hoards it, the one who gets an addiction to gathering, that's what the surah will teach. That which comes in front of you and looks so nice, just because it looks nice doesn't mean always you have to stretch your hand towards it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a person who got wealth and he gives wealth. For him, his wealth is like a shield. And that's what wealth was meant for. To protect man from ever having to beg to others. To protect man from having to sell his deen. Allah gave him wealth. But the one who takes and he spends, his armor becomes loose. This you will understand if you ever saw the armor of the soldiers of the past. How today they have a bullet-proof vest. In the past it was because of swords and arrows. It was metal, it was steel. It was called chains of armor. Then they had that steel, like dress. But it was known that the thing will protect the man as long as it's loose. Because if it's loose, it allows him to move his hand also. It's allowed him to lift up his own sword and his own shield. If his own armor becomes tight, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who gets wealth and he keeps wealth, he doesn't give in charity, his armor, it is like his armor has become tight. That very thing which was meant to save you now becomes your destruction. Now he went into the battle, but he can't lift up his own sword. Now he can't lift up his shield because his own armor is too tight. He says, but when the one starts spending, then the armor becomes loose. He said, it becomes so loose that in the back of it, it actually goes over the feet and it touches the ground. As it touches the ground, wherever he walks, it wipes away his traces. Because it's touching the ground and it's like clearing. Meaning so much sadaqah you must give, that it must become so loose for you, your hands can move freely. It must go right over you also, touching the ground. So whatever mistakes you make in life, your sadaqah will remove it. It is sadaqah that man uses to search for shifa, cure from sicknesses. It is sadaqah that man uses to protect himself from difficulties. Sadaqah doesn't mean like how we say dirty wealth. Sadaqah means, one is you get your sadaqah which is farz, we call it zakat. We call it sadaqatul fitr, that's wajib. We call it kafara, you have to give. And everything else is extra. You want to call it lillah, you can call it lillah. You want to call it sadaqah, nafal sadaqah, you can call it. The main thing is spend. The more man will spend of this world was to taste and to let go. To taste and to let go. Everything wasn't supposed to be taken in the hand. In this world, if you're sitting on a dastarkhan, then it is not you must eat everything. It is that you must taste a little of everything to understand that the real thing comes in the year after. In this world, the well that is put in front, it is not to acquire and gather everything. It is to taste it and to say, I order it in the year after. In the surah, Allah Tabarakallah speaks that there is something what is called most enjoyable, most attractive, most addictive. The one that's in the world most addictive is what is called anything that is an intoxicant. In the past it was liquor. It became known as alcohols. Then a time came where the word drugs came into the world. It can be anything that's addictive. In today's time, even normal medicine tablets that's bought over the counter, it becomes addictive. When the desire comes for something, just because of that desire, porn has become addictive today. These are those things that cover the mind. Khamar, liquor was called liquor. The real liquor, khamar. It took the name because khamara means something that covers the mind. Every addiction is that. When man is addicted, you try and pull away his addictive item. He will forget you, his mother, you, his father. This is called an addiction, khamar. It covers the mind. Can man ever pull away from an addiction? Allah Tabarakallah says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. Remember that the devil, he desires to create enmity and hatred amongst you by the use of intoxicants, by the use of gambling and the instruments of gambling. How enjoyable it looks. Ask the one who gambles. He knows he loses more than he gets. But when that Friday or Saturday night comes, the addiction just starts. He looks to the right, he looks to the left. He looks in his balance, he hardly got anything left. But when there's an addiction, Allah Tabarakallah says, وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The devil will use these things to turn you away from Allah's remembrance. وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. To turn you away from salah. The one who's in an addiction, when he is intoxicated, where he's going to perform salah? Even when he is not intoxicated. Ask the person who got an addiction to any fault. He doesn't feel like coming to the masjid. He feels so ashamed in front of Allah that he says, this is not the place for me. The answer is, this is the place for you. Come here and beg Allah. Take out this addiction. And look how Allah Tabarakallah speaks when it got to do with these addictions. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. O man, will you not stop? When a master speaks, a king speaks, the normal is, I will punish you, I will destroy you, I will kill you. When a person is in addiction, then you speak to him with kindness. That we understood what the pull is, how hard it is. But will you not stop? فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you not stop? وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Why don't you obey Allah? Obey the Nabi of Allah. وَحْذَرُوا. Take your caution. Every time you're falling into the same, فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. And if you turn still and you do not heed, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِنَا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Understand well that all that the Nabi of Allah could do was to give you the message. The Nabi could not pull you out of the addiction, but he could tell you, leave it. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they heard, leave it, they left it. If anyone was addicted, it was them that was addicted. They grew up in it. It was part of their blood. If anyone could leave it. And he said, I was the worst addict that the world had ever seen. It was them. But they left it. And they left a message to the world that there is no addiction except that with the power of Quran and Sunnah you can leave it. لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٍ Almighty Allah says, on the people of Iman who do good actions, we will not take them to task for what passed. If they had taken it in the past, if they were addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to filth, to dirt, but then with Iman and good actions, they pulled back. Look at this word, how Allah Tabarakallah says, إِذَا مَتَّقَوْا When they feared Allah, وَآمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ They believed in Allah and they said, I will not do it. ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا وَآمَنُوا The ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا most likely means that again the desire came. ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا Again they feared Allah. وَآمَنُوا ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا وَأَحْسَنُوا Again the desire came. Again they feared Allah. This will be a battle till death, especially if someone is in addiction. You will fight it, the desire will come. You will fight it, the desire will come. The person will then ask, then why does Allah make this desire? I'm addicted to look at girls. I'm addicted to look at pornography. Why did Allah create them so beautiful? Allah Tabarakala says, O people of Iman, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, layabluwannakum Allah bishayim minas sayd. When a person would go for Hajj, in today's time you will not see it so much, in the past you would. There was no cars, there was no aeroplanes. It was a journey on the roads, on the deserts. The journey could take 1 month, it could take up to 3 months, 5 months. A person would tie his ihram from the house. After ihram, like how we know the laws of ihram, one we don't really worry about, it got to do with hunting. That while you're on the roads, going towards the house of Allah, if any animal comes which could be hunted, a lovely zebra went past, a lovely buck went past. They were not just hunters for the thrill of hunting, that was their food. And you're out on the road for so long, but it is not permissible now for you to hunt. Why can't you hunt? That meat is halal for everyone. If another man had hunted it, and then he brought it in front of you, you could have eaten it. This world has been made like that. That everything is not meant for you to grab. Allah Tabarakala says, O people of Iman, your Allah is going to take your exam by one of those animals that you normally hunt. Look at this man, he's in ihram, he's the most beloved to Allah. In such a condition, it's supposed to be that Allah will see to all your needs. At that time, Almighty Allah said, no, Allah will test you. That you put on your ihram to show, I love you. Now prove your love. Me and you in this world, when we read Kalima, we entered like an ihram. We will get an exam which others will not get. And the exam will be such that the haram will come right in front of us. Allah Tabarakala says, تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ We will bring the animal so close to you that so to say even your hand can grab it. Your spear can hit it right in front and it's not moving. Had that haram not come in front, man would have been easy to say, I won't. But look at the eye of man. If ever you fall in love with a girl, you will notice when you're walking on the roads, wherever she can be, your eye will fall on her. How it happened, Allah Tabarakala said, we will bring it in front. You will see she's very inclined to you. You will say, my character is good, it got nothing to do with your character. Otherwise your wife will also be head over heels for you. It's she is that animal of prey. You in ihram, Allah wants to now test you. Your hand will be able to grab it. When it becomes so easy to use haram, remember this verse. Allah Tabarakala says, we will bring it in front. لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ So that Allah may know who really fears Him in the unseen. That no one else is looking. And then he says, no, my Allah is looking. Surah Ma'idah. That everything that's put in front doesn't mean you must grab it. At the end of the surah, Allah Tabarakala explains, and on this the surah was named. The companions of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu was salam, after going through a lot of difficulty, Isa alayhi salam was a man of mujahada, sabr. A time came where they said to him, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ, they said, oh Isa ibn Maryam, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَن يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, that can Allah send to us a dastarkhan from the heavens, meaning the food of Jannah. Imagine this. If anything could be the best in this world, it would have been the things of Jannah. But this world is such that even if Jannah comes in this world, it becomes an exam. Even if Jannah comes in this world, it becomes an exam. Some people say, I want to marry a hoor. The answer is, you rather die than and get her. Because if the hoor has to come in this world, she'll become an exam also. If you get a hoor in this world, she'll become such an exam for you. Number one, you will not be able to fulfill what she wants. You will not ever think of leaving your house because she's so pretty. You will think if anyone else has to see her, he'll fall in love. All day you'll be around her making tawaf. Anything of Jannah comes in this world, they ask for a dastarkhan. Isa alayhi salam said, fear Allah. They said, we do not want to test Allah. We would only want to taste. And we will get that itminan. It will be a sign for everyone else. Isa alayhi salam made dua. He said, oh Allah, send to us a dastarkhan from the sky. It can be a celebration for us. It can be a sign of your greatness. He said, oh Allah, for you to give sustenance, you are the greatest to give sustenance. Almighty Allah said, we will send it. But this is why the surah got its name, Al-Ma'idah. That when it came down, it came with an exam, it never came with a gift. Me and you have been taught, don't ask too much of this world. If you ask, always ask Allah with afiyah. When you see a rich man, don't always ask, I want his life. Because his life comes with a lot of exams. Allah Tabarakala says, well, we will send it. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ. But after that, the one who disobeys, the one who does not believe, the one who does not appreciate, فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابٌ, I will give him such a punishment, لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, which I have never given to anyone else. Ulama differ regarding what type of dastarkhan came. The better view is it did come. Mufassirin, some of them mentioned Allah Tabarak Ta'ala sent it, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said it came with its exam. What was the exam? You will be allowed to eat from it, but you must not take it. No hoarding. Me and you will say, so easy, I'll enjoy it, but I will not take it. When you see Jannah in front of you, you think you're not going to take it. It was not even the first day that passed that some of them, after eating, quietly put in their pocket. Ulama mentioned that the punishment that came on those was Allah changed them into the forms of monkeys and swine, and after a few days they died. The gifts of this world are not really gifts, they are exams. Surah Ma'idah was to teach that. Everything that comes on the dastarkhan, even if it is the food or the woman of Jannah, in this world, oh, the man who's in ihram, your Allah is going to test you. He will bring it right in front of you. You can grab it. Must you grab it? At that time, say so that Allah knows who really fears him. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make me and make all of you. We are the ones who truly fear Almighty Allah. Allah, in the barakah of the month of Ramadan, make our eyes such, our tongue such, our heart such, that between us and haram can become a barrier like there is between the east and the west. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.